Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome one and all. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Now, don't forget you can call my request line anytime on 1300-929-516. That's 1300-929-516. Now, on the show this week, tunes from Michael Ray, something new from Jasmine Ray, a ripper live track from Ben Ransom, and another live track from Shania Twain. Totally separate, but both equally as cool. Social Country, a great duet between Paul Coster and Amber Lawrence, and I chat with Rose Carleo about her new album and Casey Chambers about her new single. Heap to get through. But let's kick off this episode of Real Country with a most amazing track from a great album by one of the most real women I know. This is Becky Cole from her new album, Sweet Rebecca. This is Broken Soldier.
He didn't say a word today. He just sat there in his chair. And every hour I brought the tray. But he never broke his stare. If I try too hard, he pushes me away. My heart forgives a bruise or two. Sometimes he cries like a baby in my arms, and I rock him like I used to do. To broken soldiers ever mend, is anybody on their side? In a war without an end, another hero is denied. They'd fight the war alone before they let their broken soldier fall. They took his uniform away. He's no good to them like this. And his wife, she didn't stay. Couldn't face the kids. A year of pleading for his safe return. A year of not so silent prayer. He came back, but I don't recognize the man. He's still missing over there. Do broken soldiers ever mend? Is anybody on their side? And all the battle-weary mothers are the bravest of them all. 'Cause they'd fight the war alone before they let their broken soldier fall. He wore Australia's flag with pride. He was born to do. And now my son is dead inside. What's a mother supposed to do? Do broken soldiers ever mend? Is anybody on their side? The hero is denied. And I'm a battle-weary mother. Want someone here I call. 'Cause I'd fight the war alone before I let my broken soldier fall. We'll fight the war alone. let our broken soldiers fall.
Michael Ray, Kiss You in the Morning. And from one Ray, R-A-Y, to another Ray, R-A-E, this is Jasmine Ray, helping us all dance to the beat of our own heartbeat. This is new for Jasmine Ray, Heartbeat.
TV screen, every other page in the magazines, how to fit in, how to stand out, telling you you gotta be everything. People might try to bring you down, get your head spinning round and round. You're going too fast or way too slow. Sometimes you just gotta tune it out and dance to the rhythm. To figure out just what you're doing, you wanna hold on, you gotta let go, gotta take all your worries and lose them. Close your eyes, tap your toes, loosen up, lose control. Don't try too hard. Dance
chest, throbbing through your veins while it's playing in your hair. Go ahead and sing along to someone else's song every now and then. Oh, but don't forget, dance to the rhythm of your own heartbeat. Move in your own way. Press play, it's okay. Don't worry about what they gotta say. Dance to the rhythm of your own heartbeat. Oh, yeah, yeah. Heartbeat, heartbeat,
heartbeat. G'day, this is Pete Dennehy, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You feeling all right?
Yep.
How's your ankle?
Good.
When's your exam?
Dunno.
Have you done much study?
No.
What's on tomorrow?
Dunno.
Are you playing cricket?
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au. Where motoring starts.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Still to come on the show, Social Country, Unheard and Unsigned, a chat with Casey Chambers, and tunes from Ben Ransom, Dwight Yoakam, Paul Coster, and so much more. Now, this week's Real Country Interview features a talented artist with one of the best country rock voices in Australia. This is my chat with Rose Carleo about her album, Time Is Now. Rose Carleo, how are you?
I'm really well, Ben. Good to talk to you again as well. It's been ages.
It has been, and it's been ages since your last album as well.
It has been ages. It's been a few years, hasn't it?
It has. But I have to say that the new music that you're coming out with is totally worth the wait.
Thank you. That's really, really lovely to hear. And, yeah, I guess the time in between albums is to, or besides live life and all that kind of stuff, yeah, is to write about what's happened and to take stock and plan the next release.
So tell me about the track, and it's actually the title track from your album, but you're teasing us with this one. So tell me the story behind Time Is Now.
Well, the story behind Time Is Now, I wrote a lot of the album with Drew McAllister, one of my songwriting partners, and I initially sat down with Drew to write the song, and for the new album I wanted to write some four on the floor kind of rockier stuff, but I wanted to meld country and rock, I suppose, to a degree. I wanted the element of country, of the storytelling or the message in a song. The lyrical content is very, very important to me. It's just as important as the, you know, the melody and the tempo and stuff. So I wanted to write a song about what's happening now in people's lives and happening in the moment. And the time is, basically I said to Drew, you know, I don't want to die with too many regrets. And I said to him, I don't want to die wondering, you know, what could have been or if I should have done this. And he's like, oh, hang on a second, we might be onto something there. My mum passed away quite early in life. She was only 50. So, you know, ever since, you know, she was sick for quite a while, I've always wanted to try and make the most of things and seize the moment where possible, I suppose.
And Drew's such an amazing songwriter as well. And when he co-writes, I find that he almost brings the best out of whoever he's co-writing with for a true collaborative effort.
For sure. I've been writing with Drew now for probably about 7 years, actually, we've been writing. You know, I've written with a lot of people and I love writing with lots of different people. But yeah, Drew and I really gel really, really well. And with this album, we brought into the mix my partner, Mick Adkins, as well. So, and that's been great. Different perspective again, especially with musical style as well. You know, a bit more of that rockier element.
So we mentioned that Time Is Now is not only the lead single that you're coming out with, but also the title of your album. So if this is just a sneak peek at the album, I mean, wow, this is going to be something really amazing.
The album, to me, is in style, is a little bit eclectic. It's not all flat out in your face, you know, sort of rock and roll. There's some bluesy tracks on there. There's a couple of country tracks on there, a couple of mid-tempo sort of, you know, ballad kind of reflection songs on there as well. So, but the whole idea, I suppose, or the theme that pulls it all together, which is The Time Is Now, is about being honest and being true and doing what you need to do to doing things that are right for you, I suppose, and either standing up and saying, no, I'm going to, you know, this is what I need to do for my life, or this is what I want to do, or, you know, looking back and reflecting on things that happened and recognising it and knowing where you are in the moment and learning from those things and moving on.
Well, it is an absolutely amazing single, and if you would like to download it and keep it and make it your own personal mantra, you can do that by downloading it on iTunes, and you can purchase it wherever good music is sold. We'll also be posting the full article and links on our website. Now, before we go to the song, thank you so much, Rose Carleo.
Thank you so much, Ben. I really, really appreciate your support over the years and now as well. And let's not leave it too long in between chats next time, hey?
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
When you work it out, we're gonna be 10 years from now. The days roll by and the sun sets. Always promised myself I'd have no regrets. The race is on, the lights are green. I tell you I'm the best I've ever been. I'm checking the list from 10 years ago. I'm still learning what I need to know. Things to do 10 years from now. Looking back on all I've achieved, there's moments in time that help make me. I ain't done yet, the road is clear. No yellow flags in upper gear. I'm crossing them off now one by one. I'm telling you now my race ain't run.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was 10 years from Rose Carleo's album Time Is Now. It's available on iTunes and, of course, where all good tunes are sold. Now on to Unheard and Unsigned. It's all about established and emerging indie artists, and this is their time to shine. If you want your track here, just head to realcountrymix.com and follow the links. This week's track comes from a very super awesome live album entitled Ben Ransom Live. It captures all the energy you'd expect from a Ben Ransom show, and this is one of my favorite tracks from the album. This is the live version of One More Beer.
Well, it's a close-in time, and we're down at the local silver-tongued barfly standing in the street. Me, I think I'll have another drink. I'm hanging with the governor, I'm trying to get in. One chance left, together we say, leave this one to me. Bye. day.
You're enjoying the show, I know I am, and if you would like to listen to this show all over again, you can download it in our podcast. We've got a podcast stream there. It is so easy. All you need to do is head to iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn and do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Then click download and subscribe, and you will never miss an episode of Real Country again. You'll also get access to some of our full-length interviews and bonus content and a whole heap of other wonderful things. It also makes it really, really easy for you to share the show with friends. So many wonderful reasons. And how much is this going to cost you? It's going to cost you absolutely nothing. Our podcast is free. So head to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or any of your favorite podcasting apps. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. So much more coming up on the show after the break. We're hearing your requests in Social Country and my chat with Casey Chambers.
This is Doug Bruce, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Couple of days. Oh, sweet. Have you ever had a day when it all goes right? Couldn't do no wrong even if you tried.
Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
I wish you were a cowboy.
Hi, this is Christy Lamb, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
When you said you love me, I know it's just a lie.
Ben Sorensen here, and welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, realcountrymix.com is where you need to go. Now, my favourite part of the show, Social Country, it is where you get to tell me what you want to hear on the show, and how you do that is incredibly easy. You can pick up the phone and give me a call on the request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Or you can respond to one of our posts on social media. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry. We're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix, and you can even find us on Google Plus there as well. Now, Rose on email, who's incidentally from Esperance in Western Australia, has a hankering for some Shania Twain, which is really interesting because after a bit of a quiet spell musically, there's a great live album out now from her Las Vegas show at Caesars, and this is just the most iconic Shania Twain song that I could possibly find, and it is from said album. This is Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Let's go, girls.
Now, if you'd like your request on Social Country, it's incredibly easy. You can head to social media. That's why we called it Social Country. You can go to facebook.com/realcountry. Leave us a message there. Send me an email there or respond to one of our posts. So facebook.com/realcountry is what you need. We're also on Twitter as well at Real Country Mix. Google Plus, or if all that's too much, just go to the website realcountrymix.com. All the links are there. And the other option is you can also pick up the phone. Call me. really love hearing from you. 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, Jamie took the Facebook option. Now, he recently rediscovered a little gem on Paul Coster's Wheels and Steel album, the last track, in fact, which is a brilliant cover of Chained to the Wheel, featuring the equally amazing Amber Lawrence. So, this is Paul Coster and Amber Lawrence, Chained to the Wheel. Top choice, Jamie. Now, the clock is ticking and it's getting closer and closer and closer to our Real Country tour to Ireland, Germany and France. And I'm doing that to say g'day to some of our listeners over there. So I'd love to hear from Real Country listeners and musicians in Ireland, Germany and France. So if that's you, send me a message via our Facebook page or via our website, realcountrymix.com. I am keen as to get over there and say hi and experience everything that Ireland, Germany and France have for me. And I just can't wait. Anyway, after the break, we chat to Casey Chambers and hear something new and exciting from Dwight Yoakam.
Hey, this is Dwight Yoakam, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. Now, for all things country, head to realcountrymix.com. Now, the album Bittersweet has done great things for Casey Chambers, picking up too many awards to mention. So with the release of the next single from the album, Is God Real, I asked her about the track and how it fits into the album.
Is God Real, I feel like, is kind of the glue that holds the whole record together for me. I always feel like that on every record, that there's one song that is... And it's not always the strongest song, it's not always the single, it's not anything to do with that. I just feel like it's just this glue that just holds the whole record together. And Is God Real is that for me. I wrote it, it's the oldest song on the record. I wrote it quite a few years ago now and sort of been saving it for my next solo record. So I wrote it before I made Wreck and Ruin album with Shane. Quite a few years ago. And it was actually inspired by my son, my eldest son, Talon, who's now 12. This is a few years ago. He lives half the time at his dad's place and half the time at my place. And his dad and I get along famously. He's one of my best friends, and we really rarely have any parenting problems together. It's such a great situation to be in. But one of the things that we have always disagreed on is I was brought up in a very religious Seventh-day Adventist, my family, my extended family as well as my immediate family were Seventh-day Adventist. And Corey, Talon's dad, is full-on atheist. Right, so Talon's getting these two different things from different places. Not in a bad way. We've never really had any problems with it. But I did get thinking one day about whether Talon is getting a little bit confused. And I just asked him, I said, mate, do you get a little bit confused about, you know, when you spend half the time at dad's place, half the time at my place, do you get a little bit confused about whether you believe in God or not? And he said, no, I'm not confused at all. When I'm at your place, I believe in God. When I'm at my dad's, I don't. And he was totally okay with that. And it really got me thinking, and I was just like, you know what, that works in his head. He does not have any problem with that. So who am I to tell him, or anyone in the world, to tell him what he should or shouldn't believe? And he was totally okay with just going between those two houses and doing whatever works for him at the time. And so I sat down and I wrote Is God Real, inspired by that conversation.
I don't know if God is real. Does he breathe or does he feel? Does he mind when I'm angry? Does he even notice me? I don't know if God is true. Is he me or is he you? Does he hear the words I say? I think I'll ask him anyway. So please, God, I know you're so busy and it seems odd and must make you dizzy when everybody just wants a little piece, a little piece, a little piece of you. So please, Lord, I promise I'm not asking for the whole world, just a little favor for a lost girl who wants to believe in some. Something, anything at all. I don't know if God is here. Is he far or is he near? Did he bring the flash and the flood? Bring the one I love. I don't know if God's alive. Is he truth or is he lies? Does he hear what I say? Think I'll ask him anyway. So please, God, I know you're so busy and it seems odd. Must make you dizzy when to pray to. Please, God, I know you're so busy and it seems odd. Must make you dizzy when everybody just wants a little piece, a little piece, a little piece of you. So please, Lord, I promise I'm not asking for the whole world, just a little favor for a lost girl who wants to believe in some.
This next artist needs absolutely no introduction, so let's just get straight into it. He's an absolute legend. This is Dwight Yoakam and his new single, Secondhand Heart. Here it is on Real Country.
Oh, but memories.
Ladies and gents, that is your lot for the week. So don't forget that you can download the podcast from this show absolutely free on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher by simply searching for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then clicking download and subscribe. You'll never miss an episode again. I'd also love you to continue the country conversation on social media. You can find the show at facebook.com/realcountry and on Twitter at realcountrymix. Or if that's all too much, don't stress, just chill out for a moment and head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, also, as I mentioned earlier, if you're listening from Ireland, Germany, and France, I would absolutely love to hear from you, particularly if you're a musician in preparation for my Real Country tour. So definitely let me know if you're in Ireland, Germany, or France. Anyway, make sure you tune in next week on the same station at the same time, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Headlights are so much better than they used to be. But there is one downside to today's plastic headlight lenses. They go all cloudy, dull, and sometimes even an off-yellow colour. Not only does this bring down the look of your car, these less-than-perfect lenses aren't giving you the beam strength and clarity that your headlights were designed to. There is a simple fix, however, and it doesn't involve getting new headlights. It's the T-Cut Headlight Restoration Kit. It's really simple to use, it works great, and clear headlights are just a few minutes away. Search for the T-Cut Headlight Restoration Kit in the Altrex Auto Accessories online store at altrex.com.au.